Hey, let's talk about Oliveira, Mr. Oliveira, O-L-I-V-E-R-A, last name. First name is Galacio, G-E-L-A-C-I-O. This is a 59-year-old gentleman who comes in today for, A, follow-up of blood pressure. Number two, he's also noted a lump around his perianal area, which needs to be looked at. It's been growing for the past 2 weeks. Also, he's having issue with leg pain. He's gained weight. He's concerned about his fatty liver. His blood pressure is elevated. He's tired all the time, even though he's taking his medication. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.6, which was pre-diabetic. He says he's trying to exercise, but hasn't been very successful in losing his weight. His PSA was within normal limits. No testosterone was done earlier. Period. New paragraph, his medication only includes ibersartan 312.5 once a day. The paragraph social, he said he's been married between 38 and 40 years, doesn't remember how long. He does drink, he doesn't smoke. He has two children, he likes to ride his horse, he's a railroad mechanic. Allergy none. Medical problems, anxiety, hypertension, obesity, fatty liver, surgical problems, inguinal hernia repair. Immunization, has had three jabs for COVID-19. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 239 pounds, has gained 10 pounds, 96%, 98, 16, 79, 139 over 72. Heart positive, home positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to this skin shows an eye and close with analysis. Assessment number one, increased weight, number two, tiredness, number three, hypertension, control, number four, rule out sleep apnea, number five, patient definitely has RVH on his echocardiogram, which requires evaluation for sleep apnea, number nine, he does have... Oh, go back to family history, put coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension, and stroke. Next number with his hypertension, previous carotid calcification 3 years ago, and family history stroke. We looked at his carotid. There's no significant change. Next number, BPH. Next number, fatty liver, no change. Next number, we talked about losing weight, diet, and exercise. Next number, anterior chain lymph had not been noted. Next number, thyroid scan shows no significant change from last year. Next number, no sign of aortic aneurysm noted in face of long-standing hypertension. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.